your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
Centre at 9. The Work and Pensions Secretary says doing nothing should not be an option for unemployed young people who aren't in education or training. The government's setting aside £820 million to get them into jobs in the hospitality, social care and construction sectors. Pat McFadden says they want more people in the workforce.
However it happened, I think we need a more active response to it, and that's why we're offering the things in the Youth Guarantee about work coach help, training opportunities and ultimately, for the long-term youth unemployed, subsidised employment itself.
A fire at a club in the west of Goa has killed at least 25 people, including a number of tourists. It's believed to have been started by a gas cylinder explosion in the kitchen of the venue in Arpora. Six people were injured. Health experts believe we could see as many as 8,000 people hospitalised in England with flu before the virus reaches its peak. This latest strain is believed to be much more infectious than previous ones. The Met Office says more than half a month's rainfall could hit some parts of the UK in just a 24-hour period. A yellow weather warning will come into force tomorrow evening, covering parts of southwest England and Wales. Mo Salah says he's not the problem, but feels like he's been thrown under the bus by Liverpool after being dropped following their recent poor form. He's hinted that next week's match against Brighton could be his last for the club. Neil Atkinson is from the Anfield Rap fan website.
Do I think he's been treated unfairly? No, I think he's been treated like a professional footballer, which is the first thing to point out. But as I say, Salah is an emotional man. You can say that, for instance, he's chosen his remarks, but he's also very much decided that he wants to speak in this moment.
To cricket, Australia need just 32 runs to win the second Ashes test and take a 2-0 lead in the series. A short time ago, they were 33 without loss in Brisbane. They bowled England out for 241 in their second innings. That's the latest. I'm Jenny Barsby.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Chinna Silver Band are playing another sold-out Christmas concert at St Andrew's Church this year, also featuring their training band, consisting of lots of young up-and-coming brass players. With lots of festive events in the lead-up to Christmas Day, including carols around the tree on Wendover High Street from 6:30 next Friday, as well as carols around the tree outside Chinna Community Pavilion, the band are busy throughout Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire spreading Christmas cheer. Christchurch in Tame are hosting Snug every Wednesday into next year, including Christmas Eve. Snug is a community initiative which provides warm spaces for anyone of any age throughout the colder months without charge, as well as a space to chat and play games. The church is open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Light rain on and off for most of the day and a fairly strong and fresh breeze, perhaps a few brighter breaks possible. Highs today of 11 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our new website at redkiteradio.com.
Classic hits. It's Sunday breakfast with Annette Luck.
Red Kite Radio.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of your Sunday Red Kite Breakfast. It's just after 9 o'clock, so let's hit this hour off with the king himself, the wonder of you.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. Give me strength to carry on. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Oh.
Red Kite Radio, real local radio.
It's 9 minutes past nine. You just heard the brand new one, Before You Break My Heart, from Jade. So welcome to the final hour of your Sunday Red Kite Breakfast. What can you expect to find in this last hour? I'm going to give you another national day, and I think you're going to be quite surprised at this one. Well, who invented it at that? God, ridiculous. And of course, we got Float Back to the 50s. Two wonderful tracks from the 50s that still sound pretty good today. But before that, this is a great one. Earth, Wind and Fire, and very appropriately, December.
Do you remember the 25th night of December? Love was changing the minds of pretenders while chasing the clouds away.
Start your breakfast the sunny side up with Annette Luck on Red Kite Radio.
Give me time to realize my crime. Let me love and steal.
Minutes past nine with Culture Club. Do you really want to hurt me? So we have another national day. We've already had National Slime Day. I love that. I just love a good old pot of slime. Get your hands right in there and give it a good old... Yeah, that's it. It is also a National Candy Floss Day. Now, so many people call it cotton candy. Can you just stop it? That's for America, all right? We call it candy floss. It's heated shreds of sugar, isn't it? Oh, it's so bad for your teeth, isn't it? Do you know who invented it? only a flipping dentist. What's that all about? I think he wasn't doing too well, so he thought, let's invent a sugary sweet treat and I'll see if I get more people walking through the door. Yeah, well, it certainly worked, didn't it?
My mother keener has a